rise to the presentation of the colors. This time, we'll now have the national anthem sung by Sarah Keller of Great Falls High School. This time, we'll now have the scouts of Troop 110 lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. We've always had young people involved in this ceremony, whether it's Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Scouts, FFA, whatever youth group, I think it's important that we involve them. So let's please join the scouts of Troop 110 in the Pledge of Allegiance. Scouts?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America strong.
Thank you, Scout. At this time, the Honor Guard will withdraw.
Run somewhere. Mark! Colors! Colors, sir! Mark!
Please remain standing for the retirement of the colors. I want to make a note here. We have 7,334 tiles in the memorial now. 97 new tiles, sections G5, G6, and G10. And everybody's welcome to visit after the ceremony. Okay, thank you. You may be seated if you're sitting at home or right here in our audience present. At this time, I'll now introduce our keynote speaker. Ken Robeson loves books, and he loves history and historic preservation. He's a chronicler of neglected Western history and active in historical and preservation groups in Fort Benton, Sun River, and Great Falls. He was born and educated in Montana, and after graduating from Great Falls High School at the University of Montana, Captain Ken Robeson served 30 years in naval intelligence through many contingency operations. During Operation Homecoming, Captain Robeson escorted the debriefed senior Navy veteran POW James Von Stockdale. And it's interesting to note, we have the POW table set up by Rick English every ceremony. That's over there for people to take in, please. Ken is author, co-author of 12 books, including Montanans and the Great War, Open Warfare Over There, the second and final of his books on Montanans and World War I. Please welcome Ken Robeson. Thank you.
Greater half love had only
gently down his right dorsal branch. As you read the 10 names, I invite you to think about their story. Leading off is Flying Cadet Fred C. Campbell, a reminder of our community's long war affair with aviation. On July 27, 1918, promising young aviator Fred Campbell died in a train accident at Rogers Field, Fort Worth, Texas. He was one of the best in his class, possibly. He passed out as he approached for landing. The aircraft dropped into a tailspin and collapsed, hurling it to his death. Cadet Campbell grew up in Montana at Fort Shaw Indian Industrial School, where his father was a superintendent, taking the Fort Shaw Indian Girls basketball team to fame in St. Louis in 1904. Young Fritz spent 2 years at Great Falls High School before graduating from a military school in Oklahoma. After a 3-year engineering course at Kansas University, he completed college on scholarship at Montana State College of Agriculture and Mechanic Arts in Bozeman. Let us honor Fred C. Campbell. Next meet John Bryson Cascade, who reminds us of our special bonds with our Canadian neighbors. Born in North Dakota, John Cascade attended Great Falls High School before entering an engineering course at the University of Alberta. World War began in 1914 as Canada followed Britain into the war. Cascade joined in the Royal Edmonton Regiment in Princeton, the 20th Canadian Light Infantry, arriving in France in October 1915. Cascade proved to be a brilliant soldier. He participated in some 163 engagements and rose rapidly through the ranks to be commissioned lieutenant. Fighting with his 7th Infantry Brigade, 3rd Canadian Division, Lieutenant Cascade was killed at the Bears salient on June 3rd, 1916, well before the U.S. entered the war. In the words of the Lethbridge Herald, our Lieutenant Cascade's last resting place on the battlefield might well have a story erected. A true American, he loved Canada. Honor Lieutenant John H. Cascade. Corporal Francis K. Dubin, class of 1913, Kirkland served also with Army Aviation at a general supply depot at Middleton, Pennsylvania. Corporal Dugan died of the influenza pandemic early in the first phase of that epidemic in the spring of 1915. So many who contracted the Spanish flu lost their lives from rapidly evolving pneumonia. Honor Corporal Dugan. Private John Benjamin French, born in Great Falls, graduated from the class in 1917, served at headquarters company of the 127th in the 32nd Red Arrow Division, through the battles of Chateau Thierry, Business, and Bingley, Alsace. After making it through those fierce battles, on the 50th of the war, Private French died in February.
Division, the lost battalion, which had been cut off and surrounded by German troops.
victims of the Spanish influenza were Calvin S. Clare Marsh, a 1916 graduate, and Sparrow Monsels, a 1911 graduate. Missouri Warden Clare Marsh volunteered for officer training in the Student Army Training Corps at the University of Montana in the early fall of 1917 and fell victim of the influenza in October that year. In July 1918, Minneapolis-born Clare was drafted and sent to Camp Dog, Iowa, where he died in October of pneumonia following influenza. Honored Privates Marsh and Monsels. Private Herbert J. McNamara, born in San Cooley and a Great Falls graduate in 1911, was serving in Company D mechanized supply train in the Quartermaster Corps in Ohio, and he was seriously injured in an auto accident, dying 2 weeks later of the injuries. Honored Private McNamara. Our final two Great Falls High School students killed in World War I both died in aviation crashes. Second Lieutenant George S. Reese, born in nearby Ranksville, and graduated from Great Falls High in 1910. So the top student in his class, his speech at graduation will be popular today. He spoke of conservation of our natural resources. Lieutenant Reese became an early aviator in France in 1918, serving as a flight instructor at the 3rd Aviation Center in Issoudun, France. Lieutenant Reese was killed in an aircraft accident on September 19, 1918. Honored Lieutenant Reese. First Lieutenant Charles Boyd Watkins, born in North Dakota and a 1914 graduate of Great Falls High, entered the University of Minnesota for 1 year before moving college to Bozeman. Watkins enlisted in high school flight training before deploying to France, where he continued training at the Clare Aviation Center, the largest flying school in the world. The morning of June 23, 1918, on his second solo flight at an altitude of 400 feet, his French scout aircraft suddenly dived and crashed, killing Lieutenant Watkins instantly. Lieutenant Boyd Watkins is buried today at San Miguel American Cemetery in France. Let us honor Lieutenant Watkins. On this Memorial Day, let's reflect on the loss of American life during the Great War and from the three waves of the influenza pandemic of 1918-1919, costing those 5,000 Montana lives. At that time, Montana suffered one of the highest death rates per capita in both combat losses and influenza losses. Let's keep that in perspective as we endure today's coronavirus pandemic with its present cost of 16 Montana lives, the lowest loss per capita in the nation. Let's pray that this pandemic passes without subsequent waves and the cost of more Montana lives of our Montana family. Finally, let's commemorate the 75th anniversary of the end of the Second Great War with World War II, and let us honor our prisoners of war missing in action and fallen soldiers, men and women, from all wars, who offered their lives that we might live in freedom. Let's remember that every generation that defends freedom is a great generation. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. I thought his references to our high school graduates were very instructive considering the circumstances today. At this time, Jesse Callender will perform a bagpipe salute. Jesse has always been in our ceremonies. We always value his great talent here. Thank you. Thank you. was a marvelous performance. This time I'd like to introduce Kathy Austin. She's chairwoman of the Montana Blue and Gold Star Families Memorial Marker Committee. Kathy.
We are here today to honor our Gold Star families. While their armed forces members were serving our country, their loved ones made the ultimate sacrifice. Let's remember these families whose children will never know their mother or father, aunt or uncle, or the husband who will never hold their newborn child, and the parents who will never see their sons and daughters again. Nestled among the beautiful flowers in this special place of honor is Montana's second Gold Star Byway Marker. It is with pride and appreciation that the National Garden Clubs join with Gold Star families, Great Falls Flower Growers, Rainbow Garden Club, and the state of Montana to perpetuate the program with this Gold Star Byway Marker that stands as a symbol. Honor, hope, healing. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. And that Gold Star marker is right over here to the audience left. So take time to look at it. It's a great addition to the memorial. There's a photograph right below the podium here. And we also have a Blue Star marker on the far side east of the memorial that overlooks the highway going up toward the base. I'd also like to make a mention, we have not forgotten our 50 Montanan warriors who've fallen since 9/11. Their names are on the program. We traditionally ring the bell. We haven't done it this year. And their names are also on the website if you go to the Medal of Honor link. So they are not forgotten. We remember them in the program. They are on the website. And we'll return to remember all of them. At this time, I'd like to introduce Dwayne Nelson again. And we'll do the Boots, Rifle, and Helm Remembrance. Dwayne.
The helmet and rifle display is a very important part of American military tradition. In World War I and II, when fatalities had to be dealt with on the spot so they could be recovered later, it meant for the marking their location to with what you see here. We use it today to honor the 1,300,000 American servicemen and women who have died on the battlefield. That's what Memorial Day is for, to honor those that died in battle.
Appreciate the support from our community, and Godspeed and go in good health. Thank you.